continuous.
Cue.
Playing hit music all day.
On this episode of Beside the Music, they were the biggest record label in music history.
Let me get my book out, my briefcase, to let you guys know how you're doing. Oh, I love you guys' records. You guys are hot. You're just hot. We understand that you have a very big record on the radio. You guys are big now. We paid millions of dollars for that slot. We spent $1 million. We rented a lot of anorexic girls to stand and grab you guys and make you look very macho. We rented titties for your video. We rented Bentleys, we rented a Benz. We rented basically everything to blow you guys out of here. And girls, you too. We just can't cut a check right now. I'm afraid we just can't cut a check. You haven't recouped. My suggestion is you guys keep your fucking jobs at 7-Eleven.
I seem to be having a couple problems with my contract, and I come up and see you. I'm having a...
Sure, anytime. I love new talent coming up.
All right. I was having a couple problems here because I was looking over my contract and I seem to be having some issues. It states here that I was supposed to get my advance when I signed the contract, and I still haven't gotten my advance.
Right.
I don't know what's going on here.
I see where that could be a problem, right?
It says here, I'm supposed to get some sort of monetary value. I don't have any money. I need money.
Right. I can see where the confusion is.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, now you're going to play like the music business game, right? You know?
Okay, I understand that, but
it's the only path you have if what you're after is the kind of success that the big corporations need.
It's tougher now than it ever has been.
And in this market, it's about shipping, it's about making a statement, it's about getting records into retail.
Oh, yeah. This is what it's about. I forgot.
I never really liked what it was necessarily doing to my soul.
Because it is a horrible, nasty business.
They're probably wondering, if they sold X million records, how come they only have X in their bank accounts?
Now, you have an album and a single, and if the single doesn't work, you're working at Starbucks.
Because I didn't get paid, but for me it was the big time.
By any normal standards, it's a monopoly. If they don't want it played, it doesn't get played.
In my opinion, it's not downloading that's killing us. It's we stop putting out quality music. We stop giving the public something to believe. We started just giving them, here, take this, take this, take this. And the public caught up to us and was like, hey, we don't want to take no more. We can give it someplace else.
You know, in the 2000s, lots of really sort of corporatized, slick things. And, you know, the old school fans are like, yeah.
It changed it from being about the music to being about what you look like. And that was a terrible blow to music. Because now you've got all these people who look great and can't write singer play.
It's the classic example of art and commerce colliding. And nobody wins.